Hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Happy Twitter Thursday to everyone out there. Downtime of the NFL season, of course, but there's always stuff to talk about, and I have deprived you guys of Twitter Thursday now for 2 or 3 weeks. Every time I plan on doing it, something came up. So we do have some good questions on Slate. We'll probably chat 15, 20 minutes or so on this podcast. As I've mentioned all the time, check out the rest of the Locked On Network, especially with NBA playoffs rolling along. I'm sure there's some great stuff going there. I don't know anything about NBA, but I'm sure that they're kicking butt as the rest of the Locked On NFL Network is in Locked On NFL Draft. I'm at Williamson NFL. You already know that if you gave me a Twitter question. And I urge you greatly to check out my website, williamsonfootball.com, where I'm going through division by division and doing the over-under totals around the league right now. My thoughts on that. So, without any further ado, 90/10er, okay, who is going to be the top QB in each division next season? Or who are the current best in each division? All right, I guess they're two separate questions. And actually, that leads me to something for tomorrow's podcast. And I'm going to steal off the Around the League podcast. I was just listening to that with, you know, Chris Wessling and that whole crew. They do very good work. I've been a subscriber. I'm a subscriber to, honestly, like 50 NFL podcasts. And I don't listen to all of them, and I don't listen to all the Around the League stuff. But I was listening today, and what they do, I think they do it every year. They created this Andy Dalton scale. It's kind of like the Mendoza line. If you're better than Andy Dalton, then you're in okay position for the quarterback spot. And as I was listening, I was sitting there thinking that if I was in the room with these guys, I would be interjecting a lot. So I'm going to do my own version of something along that. We'll just kind of do the quarterback landscape, quote, around the league in their honor. How about that? That's going to be tomorrow. And I'm going to lay it out differently than how they did, to be honest with you. And I think that their methods were a little flawed, but still good content there. So to answer this question, who is and who will be the best quarterback in each respective division? I don't think the AFC East takes a whole lot of prognostication. Tom Brady is, and I think he will be. AFC North, Ben is, and I think he will be. Not a lot of competition there. You guys do know I'm smitten with Lamar Jackson, but I can't say Lamar Jackson is going to be a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger next year. AFC South, we got Luck, we got Watson, we got Mariota, and we got Bortles. Bortles absolutely is not in the conversation. I think the other three are. Who's the best football player of those three right this second? Luck. But, I mean, there's just a gigantic asterisk with him right now. I think Watson's going to take a little bit of a step backwards, and I think there's more mistakes in his future than we saw. And I think Mariota's going to take a monster step forward, almost to Wentzian proportions. But I'm going to go with Luck because I think that Luck is one of the top three or four best quarterbacks in the league. And maybe I'm just hoping I see him healthy. Actually, that's exactly what I'm doing. In the West, Rivers is clearly the best quarterback. You could make the argument that Carr will be this year, but I'm not willing to do that. I'm going to stick with Rivers. In the NFC East, you got Wentz, you got Dak, you got Alex Smith, you got Eli. I'm highly confident that Wentz is and will be the best quarterback, although there's a little asterisk with him in terms of health. The North, that's Rodgers. Rodgers is back. It's all respect to Trubisky and Cousins and who am I missing right now? Stafford, who I like a lot. Rodgers is the best and will be the best. The South is really interesting, though. Breeze, Newton, Winston, who I'm a believer in but can't really be in this conversation, and Ryan. I think Ryan slightly edges out Breeze right now of who's a better football player. And in year two of the system, I think he's going to maintain that and will be the best the next upcoming year in the NFC South. The West, you got Bradford Rosen. You got my man Jimmy G, who I absolutely love. We got Goff. We got Wilson. I think it's pretty clear that Wilson is the best quarterback in the NFC South. But you guys know with my, you know, my power ranks and whatnot, I'm not big on Seattle. I think they're in for a very long year. I had that conversation with Warren Sharp yesterday as well. Slightly tempted to say Jimmy will be the best quarterback in that division next year. And maybe statistically and stat, you know, like just on the surface, he will be. But I still think Russell Wilson will be the superior player next year. So, good question. And that will lead us a lot into where we are next tomorrow. Jeremy Stewart asks, what do you expect from Mahomes and the KC offense this year? A lot of fun. A massive roller coaster. You know, I think their defense is really bad, to be honest with you, in Kansas City. And I think that they are wisely, sort of like what's going on with Trubisky, what went on with Goff last year, putting an enormous amount of resources around a very talented young quarterback who, if you recall, was my number one quarterback in that class. So I'm a big believer. I also think coaching is instrumental in raising a quarterback from a pup to being the baddest dog in the league. Those are all promising. And I think Mahomes will make 50, 60, 70, 80 throws that you just go, whoa, you know, this guy is fun to watch. We're super excited about him going forward. But I also think he's going to have some very noticeable lows. I mean, I think it's going to be a big learning year for him. I mean, a very un-Alex Smith-like season from the KC quarterback situation. So I think it'll be, in the end, you'll look at the offense and especially the quarterback situation and say, good, we're set. This is who we got. We're happy about it. But I think during the season, you're going to look at them and go, whoa, you know, this is a very up and down, if you're not a Chiefs fan, fun offense to watch. If you are a Chiefs fan, you'll jump out of your chair and spill your popcorn, and then sometimes you're going to throw your remote across the room. I mean, I just think it's going to be that type of year for the Chiefs team overall, specifically the offense, specifically Mahomes. Steve Hershey asked me, does the addition of Valdir and Bowles, hopefully, making a leap, improve Denver's O-line enough to boost in the offense versus for Keenum? Is the guard opposite Leary still a huge question in your mind? You also didn't mention Paradis, who I think is a very good center, and I think Leary played really well this past year. So I think it's going to be, you know, I probably would have had them last year as the 27th best offensive line off the top of my head. And now I think they'll be 15th, 16th. I don't have a lot of faith in Valdir, though. I mean, it just seems like a Cardinals team that really needed all the O-line help they could get, got rid of him on the cheap. He has had some good times, obviously, in this league. I just don't know if there's a high trust factor there, and that's probably also true with Bowles. I think having a better running game, certainly quarterback, certainly weapons, will have a positive effect on the line in general. But it also wouldn't shock me if next year's first-round pick is a tackle guard guy. You know what I mean? Like another big-time recruit to add to that group. Brian Smith asked me, is it just me or did Green Bay improve just enough to be super disappointed when they find their path to the Super Bowl now blocked by a solid wall of Eagles, Vikings, Rams, Saints? Maybe. I mean, their pass defense was really, really problematic last year. And it was 40% pass rush, 60% coverage, especially corners more so than safeties. Also weren't great coverage linebackers for them. And as we often talk about, their scheme dictates that let's put money in coverage players because we're going to blitz a lot. They're going to play a Todd Bowles, Cardinals, Jets type of scheme, come after you with a lot of people. And I think their defensive front is obviously improved with Mo Wilkerson, and Daniels is really good. I think Clay is a little bit left. Perry's all right. So I do think they're much improved. You know, a big step forward on defense, particularly against the pass, which is most important in today's NFL. And as I always say, I mean, Rodgers is the best deodorant that's ever been made. I mean, for all the things that smell and don't look right, he makes it all go away, and you're walking to the party smelling great, and you're the belle of the ball. And you guys know I'm the biggest Rodgers believer ever. Their guard situation worries me a little, but I like their skill guys now. I think Aaron Jones is a breakout star type guy. I think Jimmy Graham is going to catch touchdowns. You know, I think some of these receivers, probably Jamon Moore, will be really impressive going forward. They're good at the tackle spots. They're good at center. So I think they're right in it with those teams. But go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. I mean, the NFC is awfully brutal. I mean, there is so much stud talent there that you're right. You're probably looking at a playoff team that doesn't win it all in Minnesota or the Saints or the Rams or the Eagles or the Falcons or even Carolina or, you know, edges them out. But you could say that about all those teams. You know, I mean, to me, the Eagles are the best team in the league and the best team in the NFC. But I would bet the field against them. You know what I mean? Like, probably get edged out by one of those teams. You know, the Saints to me are number two. If you check my power ranks out earlier this week. So you're probably right. But I also think the way you phrased that question is selling them and Aaron Rodgers short, because I absolutely think that they are a true contender. And how many teams would I say are true contenders in the NFL right now? 9? Something like that. You know, I mean, if you include the Chargers and the Titans and Houston, you know, might be reaching a little on those type of teams. But they're right in the thick of things. I think they're 4th or 5th on my power ranks. Cole Fiatu asked me, is Bobby Wagner the best middle linebacker in the game today? If not, why not specifically? Are he and KJ Wright the best duo? My immediate thought are Carolina. I mean, I just think that Bobby Wagner, people might not realize this, is maybe playing the best football of his career, and I think he may end up being a Hall of Famer. I mean, I know that sounds crazy to people. And KJ Wright's not far off and is a great Robin to his Batman on the second level. And I think those two are the most unheralded aspects. Wow, just threw a sneeze in there at you. Sorry. I'm going to leave that in. I think those two are the most unheralded aspects of those amazing Seattle Legion of Boom, Cover 3, Michael Bennett, Averill, Earl Thomas, you know the name, Sherman, amazing defenses. But I put Keekly ahead of them just because I think Keekly's the best, you know, second-level guy since Ray Lewis. I think really Keekly is an all-time great. I think he's going to be an easy Hall of Famer. And his sidekicks are pretty darn good, too. You know, Thomas Davis, who might be in the process of passing the torch to Shaq Thompson. I mean, that's a really good duo there. Very different, you know, where KJ Wright's the better at the line of scrimmage guy, where Davis and or Thompson is more the run and hit, you know, will linebacker, small, you know, big safeties type. I remember when Thomas Davis came out of Georgia. I was the years with the Browns, and Romeo Crennel absolutely loved him. You know, we were picking 3, and we had him as like our 5th-ranked player. He looked at him as his Rodney Harrison. You know, that we thought he was a tremendous player, and he's lived up to every bit of that. You know, we thought him as a big in the box, Cam Chancellor, strong safety, Rodney Harrison type guy. But they turned him into a linebacker, as today's NFL goes. So yeah, I mean, they might be the best duo. They might be. I think Keekly's slightly ahead of Wagner. I also think Sean Lee's in that conversation as best true second-level player, but injuries are hard to overlook with him. You just can't. I mean, when he's on the field, I think he's right there with Keekly and Wagner, but I have to put him behind them if I'm ranking them. I think Reuben Foster, if he can stay on the field and not do things off the field to keep him off the field, might end up being number one this time next year, as soon as that. I mean, I think he's that special of a player. I think Roquan will be in that conversation sooner than later. I think Lavonte David is a guy that gets overlooked a lot, you know, as, you know, vastly underrated. You know, his defensive line and his secondary, the levels in front and behind him were really poor this past year, and he's still really, really good. Guys like Deion Jones are up and coming, especially in today's NFL with their run and hit ability, their coverage ability. I'm probably missing somebody. I'm just kind of just scrolling the league super fast off the top of my head as who are those best guys. You know, I did think Shazier was getting into that conversation. Unfortunately, not anymore. C.J. Mosley, I think, is a B+. You know, if Wagner's an A, I think Mosley's a really high-quality player and has been basically since the day he stepped on the field for the Ravens. I think you could forget about – it's easy to forget about Hightower. He's a little different than these guys, but he's – you know, he's a B as well, if we're kind of giving out grades for these type of players. Anybody else in the North? Vontaze Burfict is a really good player, not to this level, and his antics also don't help him or his coverage ability. The Browns have some good guys, but not really at the top of that kind of list. Who else is coming to mind here? That might be about it, you know, as real true difference makers, second level players. But to go back to your question, Wright is great. Wagner's even greater and is really at the absolute top of the list. He's probably 1A to Kuechly's 1 and Kuechly's injuries, too. I mean, I mentioned it with Lee. They can't be overlooked either. I mean, Wagner has been a rock of consistency, a rock of greatness, and I really do think he's on a Hall of Fame pace. And he's one of those guys that never gets that kind of talk thrown around him, but that's why he's so underrated. All right, fun show. Tomorrow's going to be a quarterback-centric show, and that's a wrap. See you.